Hey guys, what's up? I'm Riley.
And I'm Jodge.
And we are your hosts of the Good As New podcast.
Woo, what's up?
What is up, everybody? How is it going?
What is up, everybody?
What is up? Got something on my phone. It's bugging me.
Okay. I told Riley we need to make a shirt that says, "Hey guys, what's up?"
Yeah, we do. I think it's
because I think that's cute. And she always says
so that. Funny. That's all I ever say. Even when I'm like answering the phone, I'm like, "Hey, what's up?"
Yeah, you
like,
do.
Why?
Hey, what's up?
Why can't I just say hi?
It's no, weird. It's cute though.
Okay, great.
Let's talk about your teeth.
Oh, we have to talk about my teeth, you
They're
guys.
So cute.
If you do not follow my personal, what the hell? Just kidding.
First of
but
all, why?
I posted all about it. I went to Simply Dental, Dr. Heward, I think is how you say his name. And I got composite veneers, and it was the best decision I have ever made.
They look so good.
Thank you. I did not realize.
I have porcelain veneers.
Yes.
I went to Dr. Chip Webb in Arizona.
Yes.
Do good dental. And best things I've ever done.
It's literally life changing.
I also have a boob job, but I would take my teeth over my boob job, I think.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was going to change my face.
Yeah.
I didn't realize like how much teeth change people.
Yeah. Well, and it's like in pictures, your smile is everything. And you just want to feel confident. In it, like I just would always do a closed smile, you know, closed mouth smile. And now I like fully teeth
Cheezer,
smile every like, time.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love it.
I'm confident in my teeth.
Yeah. It's the best. But they do free consultations. So
do you know the difference between porcelain and composite?
Yeah, kind of. So like they didn't shave my teeth down.
Right. At all.
At all. So like basically composite veneers are enhancing and lengthening your frame that's already there.
Okay, so if you needed to change frame,
you would have to do porcelain. Yeah. So like I posted before and after pictures, but the left side of my mouth like angled up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if my ortho didn't like pull it down far enough on that side. And
with
so into my smile, it looked like there was a black hole.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to like match this side
right to
that side. Obviously they did them everywhere to like just do them, but then they like lengthened them a little bit. But like the back of my teeth are still my teeth.
Right. So yeah, same actually.
Okay.
Porcelain veneers only like kind of cup around.
Yes.
They don't fully cover.
Yeah. Which I think is great.
How many teeth did they do?
So they did 6 and then the 7th and 8th one on the top, they just like did a little bit over like to color match kind of
thing. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But if anyone wants to, you should go and just get the free free consultation because that's what sold me. They like laid me down and had a mirror and did like fake ones on me. So I could see what they looked like before I even left. So
no, that's so nice. I was still in a fog when I got my veneers done.
Oh, yeah, and I was like, why did they put you on anesthesia? I remember.
No, just like my husband passed away.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. I'm remembering that time of life.
And so I just remember going in and I knew I wanted them. I didn't have like a vision or anything. And I know Chip from when I lived in Arizona, like we were friends. And so I was just like, literally just do whatever you think.
Which
I just,
is so
like,
great.
Trusted him. But they like don't, I mean, I think online they can like take a picture of your smile and then like edit in, you know,
okay.
But not on you personally.
Yeah.
They don't do that. So that's cool that they did that with composite.
Yeah, it was so cool. And I think it was just like putty, right? Because it like came right off after. But yeah, it was cool. They were like, do you feel like this fixes it? Do you feel like it doesn't? And I'm kind of the same way. I'm like, yeah, it does,
you
but like do whatever
pro.
You want. Yeah. But it was so great. So
that's super nice.
Yes.
I don't know if, I mean, I never got a composite veneer consultation, but my teeth like were inverted. They were super small.
Yes.
And inverted. Like they would literally like angle in. And I wonder if composite veneers would have worked because they would have to build a lot. Like, you know?
Yeah, to make it, I don't know.
But I feel like veneers kind of same thing. Like they obviously had to build them out because he hardly shaved mine. His was like minimally invasive.
Yes.
So I don't know. But
I don't know either.
I know composite veneers are way cheaper.
Yes. And it's very like, I had a friend that did a consult yesterday and her quote was $2,500.
Shut up.
Yeah, because she didn't need like a ton. She just needed like two teeth lengthened and then whitened. And I'm like,
if you hate your teeth,
what the fuck?
Honestly, it is so worth it to save your money to do something like this.
It seriously is.
I don't want to be like vain and stuff, but really your smile, like that, it just changed my life. Like I felt way more confident after.
No, same. Josh is like, you kind of laugh a lot more. I'm like, no, because I literally feel like I can. And like, it's normal. I don't know. I would see like videos and pictures of myself like not smiling face on, and I literally be like, what the, why does it, like, it's terrible. It ruins the whole picture.
Yeah. But that's funny because I never noticed that about you.
No, people have said that. People are like, I don't know if I would have noticed. And I'm like, nobody would have noticed me.
But you.
Yeah.
So that's
And it's
comforting.
Only this side camera.
Okay.
Because like this side like flips it, you know, so you don't really notice it as much, but it's whatever.
Oh my gosh. The things we notice about ourselves that nobody else would ever notice.
It's
but
so stupid.
My teeth were noticeable. Like
I would have never been like, wow, you need your teeth done until you were like, I need my teeth done. And I'm like, you probably do.
Yeah. It's bad. Like I'm embarrassed to ever post a before and after picture.
No, you should.
No. Because my pictures before, I'm like, why did I ever even smile like that?
No, you should.
It's just weird. I don't know.
Teeth
I feel
weird.
Like they got worse with age too, though. Cause I remember like high school and after, like right after, I didn't really care.
Okay.
And I think they still looked fine. But also I worked at a tanning salon, so I was so tan and orange.
So they were just white.
So they just looked whiter. And then as I got older, I stopped tanning. And I don't know. I just feel like they just got worse.
Yeah.
More inverted and yellow and short and small.
I feel like that's one of the things. Like the coloring has helped me so much. Like I'm like, because even when I'm tan or get a spray tan, I'm like, oh, they actually look fine. Like it's not as noticeable. But the coloring is so great. So yeah, go get a consultation.
So fun, yeah.
I do know that if you pay in full, you get like 20% off, I think. Mm. And then if you mention my name or Good As New, actually, you can get 10% more off, which is kind of a lot, 30% when you really think about it.
Yeah. If you...
I'm not good at math, but it's a good amount.
It's a good, 30%.
Yeah.
If you live in Arizona and you're listening or you want to travel to Arizona, go to Do Good Dental.
Dr. Chip Webb. Yes.
He is so great. And I love my porcelain ones.
Yeah,
so
no, they're amazing.
I don't know if he does composite. You could ask him.
I don't know either.
But he was... really great. Fantastic guy to work with.
I don't know either. And I don't even know if Simply Dental does full ones. I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's a completely different thing.
I don't know.
Okay, we sound like idiots. Anyways, get a consultation at either one. Yeah. They will take care of you. It was the best. Was yours like so uncomfortable the whole day? Because it's a long day.
Yeah, well, and with porcelain veneers.
Okay, you had your temporaries.
You have to have temporaries for a few weeks. And that was, I want my bottom ones done.
Okay.
But I honestly, the only thing stopping me is the temporaries.
Let me see your bottoms. I barely see them.
I know. There's like, you really can't. So I don't know why I would.
Yeah.
But I just kind of do. I don't know. But what was I saying? Oh, the temporaries just broke all the time. And he lives in Arizona. I live here. And so like, there was really nothing I could do.
Besides shove it back up there.
Yeah. Besides like try and keep it in my mouth somehow and use temporary glue. I did so many different things, but that's the only thing, honestly. Well, and the price, but stopping me from getting my bottoms done, because I'm like, the temporaries was hell.
Yeah.
Just because I didn't live next to him. If you lived in Arizona and
got
them done,
jump over.
Easy.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway.
Anyways, okay, we also need to talk about our charm necklaces.
Yeah.
And I was thinking they would be the best Mother's Day gift. I just like saw her post that and I was like, wait.
Mom, stop listening.
They are so cute, guys. Yeah. And we got them from Mars Charms. We'll tag them and link them like on our stories, but you can customize them for literally anything. And they're so cute.
They're so cute. And we chose like, ours are all just like her different hearts that she has on her website. Cause we want it to be like a hug your people necklace.
Yes.
And it's so cute with all the hearts. Cute.
Everyone comments
on it. I'm
not
a big charm, like, What else would I put on there? There's like golf and tennis. And I'm like, I don't do any of that.
She's a tennis player.
I'm just a lover. So he chose all hearts. Yeah. Also, no, I am a tennis player.
Yeah. So if you need a good gift for someone or even like birthdays, I don't know. It would be such a good gift because it's so customizable. And their
Mother's Day was a great idea.
They're like really good. I've worn it to shower. I've worn it to bed. Like, I mean, it was kind of uncomfortable to wear to bed. So I need to take it off.
It's kind of loud.
Yeah. It's just like a lot. Movie. But. It's like really good quality. I know you can make your own, people claim. They're never as good. So just don't.
You have what?
And who has time for that? Okay.
Who has time
Anyways,
for that?
So you're 30.
I'm 30.
You're old.
Holy cow. I know. I feel old. I'm really? Taking way more ibuprofen lately than
oh my gosh. The norm. You're kidding.
I just happened to turn 30 when I also started going to the gym. So I'm just sore just everywhere.
A little bit of pain.
Yeah.
Okay. So how you feeling? How was your day?
I feel.
And then we got to talk about being 30.
Yeah. I feel really good about it, actually. Like, gosh, you know how we're always like cold in this room that we record in? It is so hot today. I'm like sweating. My hands are like
clammy. Probably are going to need to get a fan for our studio or we're going to die. I don't know if there's AC in there.
There has to be.
There's got to be. We're just sweating, dripping.
It's like sweat. The size of a big, nice closet is where our studio is. Yeah. And so, yeah, if there's no ventilation away.
Anyway,
30. Yeah, feeling good. I like everybody just keeps asking me, like, can you believe you're 30? And I'm like, yeah, I probably should be turning 80.
85. Yeah.
Yeah. Like my life.
You've lived like 42 lives.
I have lived so many lives. And so it does not shock me at all that I am 30, but I'm really grateful. You know, like I've never been grateful for birthdays until CJ passed away.
Yeah.
My whole perspective has changed because I'm just like, I lived another year and mm-hmm. I'm here with the people that I love for another year. And so I'm just like, you know, just grateful to be here and to be 30. I think when I turned 34, that might be a difficult one.
34?
When CJ passed away.
Oh, I was like, that is
he was 34.
Random day. Okay.
I know. No. You were like, that's a random age.
It's like people are like 40, 45. She's all 34 is going to kill me dead.
34 is going to be a rough one. Literally. No. It just might be, I don't know. Yeah, I'm just assuming I'll probably have a lot of different feelings that day.
I think he was 33.
Maybe he was 33 and then he turned 34. I don't 34.
Know. You're probably more right than me. I don't know why I thought that.
Honestly, I don't know. And I should probably find this out. So maybe 33 is going to be rough.
I really think he was 33.
I think he was 33. And but then his 34 birthday was coming.
Like, right. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. It literally doesn't matter. I get what you're saying now. Just keep going. Okay?
Thanks for correcting me. Yeah. Here. It was super embarrassing.
I just was thanks like, where are we going with this? What's happening?
Anyway, so okay. I'm 30.
Yes.
And
grateful to be 30.
Grateful to be 30. Grateful lots to of be ibuprofen. Here. But yeah, it was a really good day. But I do keep thinking, I'm like, so much has happened in my 20s decade. I got married in my 20s. I had two babies in my 20s. I lost my husband in my 20s.
Yeah.
All in my 20s.
All in your 20s. You're like, what are the next 10 years going to be like?
I know, exactly. It's
when you think of 10 years over your whole lifespan, it's not a lot.
It doesn't sound like a lot.
Like you got 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, like you have way more decades than you have had.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It's a strange thing. And I feel like your 20s is when you grow and find out who you are like the most.
Yeah.
You know, like you find out what career you want to have. Hopefully you find who you marry. If not, that's totally fine and normal. Yes, that's totally fine and normal. But, and you have kids and like, just like lots has happened to me in my 20s. And it's crazy how much has happened to me in my 20s. And it's just weird that I'm not 80 years old right now.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're glad it's over the 20s? Like a new fresh a little bit or not really?
I actually, this morning I woke up. And my perspective was like, this is like a fresh decade.
Yes.
This is like a whole new thing because it is so different from my 20s. Like, I'm not going to be married to the same person I was married to in my 20s.
Yeah.
Like, how weird is that? And I just don't know what's going to happen in my 30s. And it's so weird because I knew exactly where my life was headed at 21 at 20. When I got married, you know? So I just feel like it is a fresh start and just kind of a new life. And I mean, I'm excited.
Yeah.
But 20s, it's like, I don't wish it away because I loved it. Yeah. I had so much fun except for
the last
2 years. But the years also have been fun. That's the thing is I had a really rough 4 months.
Yeah.
Like hell on earth 4 months. Yeah. But I feel like the years have been really good.
Yeah.
You know, even though they're hard and I'm sad a lot of the days, I'm also happy a lot more of the days. You know? So I don't wish away my 20s because I was so happy and I had so much fun and I loved my life, you know, but 30s, I'm excited for a fresh start.
Yeah.
And there's new things.
New things for sure.
So this is 30.
This is 30.
On my birthday, I'll kind of give you guys like a play by play of what I did. It was just a super chill, good. I felt like my whole life I like wanted to go on a trip in my 30s and like do something huge. And I don't know. I like it slowly started approaching.
We'll do that for 34.
Yeah, 30 or 33, whatever it was. It slowly started approaching and I'm just like, I honestly don't care. Like, I just want it to be chill. I don't want to put a lot of pressure on it. And that's kind of how I am with birthdays nowadays anyway. Like, I don't want them to be a huge deal because, I mean, when your expectations are too high, it's never met. You know what I mean?
Never. Yeah.
And I had just went to M-Fest and I'm like,
can't beat that.
Cannot beat that. And also it was like such a fun thing to do around my birthday.
Yes.
So like, you know, like you can incorporate everything like, oh, that was like for my birthday.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So anyway, I had no expectations and I just kind of, John just kind of took over and he was super, super cute. Just wanted to make me feel special all day. And he did. And my mom came in the morning and surprised me and just grabbed my kids for the whole day.
Just for the
next 2 days. She took them to her house and stuff. And so it was super fun. So we sang happy birthday with my kids like in the morning with some cake. And then she took them. So that's I had the whole day just to myself. But I went to the gym with Kenzie.
Love it.
And she brought me balloons and one of them so said, cute. Happy 40th birthday. Perfect. And everybody there was like, you're 40? Who's your doctor? I was like, no, I am not 40.
30.
Yeah, I'm 30. But it was cute. So
that's so fun.
That was fun. Then we went and got sodas and went to the Sephora cell.
Oh, yes.
Which, let's side note that.
Let's talk about that. Also, I am not a VIB. So I will be ordering on your app
today.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm an insider. But remember, I didn't really wear makeup till like yesterday.
Why am I a VIB? Like I've spent enough money?
Yeah, so it's how much money you spend a year.
Oh, frick me. Okay, yeah. I had to look all into it.
But the Sephora sale, you guys, is so good. Maybe we need to post what we ordered.
Yes,
it ends on Monday, so
I'm going to say one thing for sure on here that you need to get right now. So I follow this makeup artist. It's not K-Bell Beauty.
Okay,
I don't even
know
her name on TikTok. She's a celebrity makeup artist.
Okay.
And she raves about this stuff. And I am going to say amen because it's incredible.
Tell me right now. Okay. I'm anxious.
Woo! So it's Rare Beauty.
Okay.
But it's just a body lotion and a body mist.
Oh,
and
what?
Like a hair
mist.
So not
even makeup.
It's not even makeup. But it smells, you guys, so good. It's called Rare Beauty Comfort.
Rare Beauty. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, look it up right now.
RN.
It's the knockoff of a really expensive brand. I don't know the name, but the really expensive one is $89 each. This one is $28 each.
Okay, so this is the hair and body mist.
Yep.
And then this is the lotion.
Yes. They smell so good.
Adding it to my thing. I actually love Rare Beauty. Yeah, I have their bronzing stick and their blush, and I love it.
I have their blush. I have two
of
their blushes.
Girl, you killed it.
Killed it. And yeah, I've never smelled anything better. You just smell so fresh and so clean. You just smell like a clean, clean girly.
Wait, I love that. I was watching I don't know if it was a TikTok or Instagram the other day, but they're like, she was just saying that she doesn't feel like perfume and body sprays these days last as long.
Yeah.
Like she thinks that people are making them cheaper instead. And she's like, lotion, if you can find a good lotion, that will stick on you all day.
Yeah. Well,
I'm like,
I feel like
I think
this one
we
does.
Just found one.
Yeah, it's so good. And I've never smelled anything better.
I'm obsessed. Okay. Okay. What are some other of your faves?
I got the Anasazi.
Yep.
Whatever. Brow freeze.
Yep. Love that.
Love it. My biggest advice with that though is put it on before you put on like any tinted moisturizer or anything.
I have the tinted one.
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize there was
this
a clear
one. This one's just
one.
A clear one.
Got it. Okay.
Which I don't fill in my eyebrows ever with a pencil. So I'm not sure. Like I just do the clear one for the gym. Like just to hold my eyebrows and whatever.
Yes.
But like if I were to do like my full makeup, I would use my Boy Brow Gloss.
Oh yeah. And that's like what? The one that I have is. Okay,
yeah.
I see.
But yeah, it's super good and literally it will stay all day.
Okay.
It's just a really good freeze gel and it has like the little bristles that make it look like a laminated
brow. Love that. Like the little thin ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
I love that.
So, and all of these I got from this girl, which let me look up her name.
Yeah,
so
you should find her name.
Hold, please.
I am loving, I already have it, but I probably should order another one, is the Pillow Talk Lip Liner.
I have the little
Pillow
Talk
good.
Lip Liner.
Yeah, that one's so good if you guys don't have that.
Yes.
Everybody is talking about, I don't know how to say it, the Kosas. Have you heard of
Kosas,
that?
Kosas, yeah.
Kosas.
I use their concealer.
This one, the BB cream, or the actual concealer?
I use their concealer.
Okay, and do you like it?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah,
so
really
this one's
like
a tinted moisturizer, but it is super hydrating apparently.
Oh.
So I'm excited
we love
to
hydrating.
Try that. Yeah. I mean, I love my, which one do we have? Elastin one.
Elastin. But it's I've good been to, like, using Tower 28.
Oh, yeah. And you're loving that.
Mm-hmm, I love
it. Okay, great.
Okay, so her name is Kelly Ann Sewell, S-E-W-E-L-L. Okay, I got a follower.
Kelly?
K-E-L-L-I.
Ann. Oh my gosh. Makeup X or whatever the freak. Okay. Oh, Sephora Cell Fave. Okay, here you go, you guys. This is incredible.
We'll post it. But I bought everything.
She said.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll repost that. That's incredible. The Sephora Cell is going to be over when this comes out, so we'll post this. I just realized right now. That. All right. But yeah, I love a good
hopefully
sale.
Hopefully you guys are a VIB.
Loving makeup. Do you know what I've tried? Maybe I've already said this on here. Nude Sticks. They have a blush that like comes, it looks like in a lipstick tube, but it's SPF.
Oh.
So like if you're going to the pool, cool. You can just do your tinted sunscreen and that as your makeup.
Wait, that's cool.
I know, incredible, huh? Okay. Anyways, enough about the makeup situation.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, wait, really quick while we're on beauty. Maven Medical Arts, our favorite place ever, was nominated as one of the top 10 med spas in Utah, which is so exciting.
I didn't know this.
I know. Isn't that so cool? But
congrats.
Everybody can go vote. Like the voting's open for like the number one. So we're going to tag it and everybody go vote. Okay. Because you love
cute.
Us.
Okay. Do you have a spray tan on?
No. Well, I have. Oh, I have like some
self.
What is that called? The cocoa,
know.
You can get it from Sephora too, and it's good. I think the color's the best one I've found.
Just like a lotion or a...
Foam.
A foam. Okay.
I don't normally
a
like foams.
A self-tanner.
Yes, a self-tanner. I don't normally like foams, but this one was legit. Cocoa and Eve.
Cocoa and Eve. Oh, I've heard of this.
Yeah.
You like it?
Like the color's pretty good.
No,
I mean, I had
really
a spray
good.
Tan for St. George, and then I like just threw it over. So
yeah,
yeah.
I never
whatever.
Exfoliate my spray tans off.
So neither do I.
Never, never, never.
I just keep going. Going.
I know.
So bad. Okay, I mean, if you're listening, just close your ears.
If you're listening, turn it off.
Yeah. Okay. Being 30.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. My day.
So yeah, go vote.
Yeah.
But now we're back on this. So you went to the Sephora sale.
I went to the Sephora sale with Ken's. Spent way too much money.
I'm sure.
But that was super fun.
Your nails are cute. Did you get those on your birthday?
The day before.
Okay.
They're cute. They're your,
we'll
for anybody wondering.
That.
Yeah, they're French tip every different color and then chrome on top. Very cute.
Very
and
cute.
I got them really short because I'm trying to look less maintenance.
I tried that. Yeah, I'll see you with long nails soon because that's where I'm at.
Yeah. I don't feel like they're that short though.
No.
But
no,
they're definitely
shorter than what you
usual.
Had.
Yeah. But it feels nice. And okay, so yeah. So went to this Sephora sale. We went to the bagel den and then... The weather was so nice on my birthday.
Yes.
We spent and John, his boss has a 48-year-old Bronco. So like a classic car Bronco.
Okay.
And he borrowed it from him for the day. We borrowed it for the day and drove it around everywhere, except it kept dying.
Oh, shoot.
That's the thing about old classic cars.
Yeah.
But it was so fun and so cute. It
That's
just
incredible.
Cute of him to like get it and stuff.
Yes.
But I'll post a picture of it because it was so freaking cute. Bright orange.
I love it.
Just so classic and cute. But yeah, we literally just spent the day outside. Went and got a swig. Went and played pickleball.
Oh,
I
yes.
Actually played,
so fun.
And I met one of you while I was playing pickleball.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me. I'm like, what?
No.
Okay, fun.
We were playing on a court. And then like when I got up to leave, this girl was like, are you Josh? And I was like, yes.
You're
She's like,
no.
I just got done listening to your podcast.
It's always funny you say when people
she
say that to you.
She was so cute. And then I told her that it was my birthday that day. And she like looked at me. She's like, right now? Like, you're playing pickleball? Are you okay? Like, because I was with, like, all these guys.
She's like, he's like, do you need me to take you?
I know. She's like, should we go
That's
do something
adorable.
Fun? But no, I was like, no, I want to be here. Like, I'm having fun. Because I was just, like, basking in the sun. And
yeah.
Then I walked home because I wanted to go on, like, a walk.
So fun.
Because walks are so fun, but walks without kids are a different animal.
Magical.
Yes, because yeah. You don't have to stop all the time. And
yes.
So I just, like, walked home and it was super nice.
That's
and then
so fun.
Went and got my free Dutch Bros.
Perfect.
And then got ready, and John had made a reservation at Pizzeria 712.
Yes, I'm literally so sad about that situation.
Yeah, oh, it was so good. Yeah, Riley missed my birthday.
Missed her birthday.
She was under the...
Guys, I was friggin' upside down getting
light.
My teeth done.
Yes. Yes, upside down.
I literally fell upside down. Okay, keep going.
No, why do the head things do that?
I literally was like, my neck was like hurting.
Yeah.
I was like, am I like stuck? I could not. And then after I just like, I can't do anything. I feel exhausted.
Legit. And all the blood's like rushing
yes.
to your head and your back from laying that
just
straight.
Hurts.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It's a lot. They need like comfier beds. They should do
yeah.
that if you're like doing like a cosmetic
A long
surgery.
Day. I mean, mine was like 6 hours, 7 hours.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, keep going.
Anyway, had Pizzeria 712 with so many of my best friends and super good, yummy food. And then John had gotten like 1 million balloons and
so many
decorated his whole apartment with just cute birthday stuff. And then we all just went over, hung out,
so
saying
fun.
Happy birthday. And yeah, it was super good. I felt so special all
That's
day.
Good. That's the best. And then so you didn't fun. Have your kids. So you, then you just slept, woke
and
up.
Had my kids.
Had a night of sleep.
Yeah, it's good magical. Night of sleep. And then a whole other day without them. Which, awesome. Let's talk about that day.
Friday.
Friday.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, no, it's, I don't know what it is. So on Thursday, on my birthday, one of the girls at Train Insane that works there comes up to me.
Oh, she's like, yeah, that was
Would
Friday.
You be interested in filming reels with us tomorrow? And I was shocked. I'm like, me?
Me?
Me? I'm like, I don't know form. I don't, like, what?
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't say no to people. So I said yes. And I had no idea what I was signing myself up for. So I was like, I went to the gym the next day, worked out, full face makeup. Because I was like, I don't, if I'm making reels, I want to like look good. Fine.
I call her at like, I FaceTime her like 9 a.m. She's like going to town on her makeup in a sports bra. I'm like, yeah. What are we, where are we headed today? State Street? Like, where are you going?
Literally. And so I get there, I work out, and then we film reels for 3, maybe 4 hours.
Did you even work out or did you work out first?
I worked out first. So I think I was at Train Insane for like 5 hours yesterday. And the reels are going to be super cute, super cool.
Can't wait.
But I just, and I'm like, and it was all the trainers and me and then this girl named Ryan. And we were both like, what are we doing here?
Like, how did me and you end up here
out
with
of
all
the
these
300
trainers?
People that go to this gym? Like, why is it us? And I'm just like, I just started 3 months ago. I literally don't know form. Like, we had to do this video of us like doing a punching bag or whatever, like uppercut, whatever. And they had to like correct me 500 times.
They're
like,
so you're gonna have to do it right for the video, ma'am.
I know, I'm so embarrassed. I'm like, I literally don't know why I'm here. But there was, I think the main reason is there was this video that she wanted to recreate. And it was of this girl, like, just like kind of working out, like kind of looked sad. And it was like 2023 was my, like, I don't know, like practice year. And then 2024 is when I realized how strong I was or whatever. And
okay,
so then
like,
she like starts working out hard and like, it looks cool
so
in the
you
video.
Were the example.
So I'm sure she saw that and she's like,
she's
I
all,
know
we'll
who.
Pick the sad girl yes, out. Come
exactly.
on.
I know exactly who should be in this video. So I think that's the main reason I was
dead.
There. And
oh
I'm like,
gosh.
I shouldn't have jumped in the other videos. Why was I in those?
In those? No, it'll be great. I'm excited to see them. We'll repost those too.
No.
Get ready.
No, we won't.
Yes, we
no.
will.
Anyway,
incredible.
So yeah, I was at Train Insane for 5 hours yesterday.
So
good thing fun. I like the gym now.
Yeah,
but
you love it.
Yeah. Anyway, I feel good. I feel good. Like good. I said, yeah, today I woke up and I'm like, it's like a fresh decade. Like
yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a really weird, yeah, thought.
Funny thing, just aging. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And like being, I used to not like getting older, you know,
yeah.
Like when you're 23 and you're going to be 24, you're like, oh my gosh. But now I'm just like, I'm grateful
yeah.
that I get to be older and, you know, have more time with everybody here.
Yep.
So.
Incredible.
That's where I'm at. And 30 is going to be fun. 20, I learned a lot and went through a lot. And
yes.
Yeah. Freak me. So.
Literally.
30 should be hopefully so good.
Yeah. Okay. Incredible.
We're going to put it out there.
Yes, we are. We asked you guys, if you aren't 30 yet, things that you hoping to happen in your 30s and... If you are 30, things that you did in your 30s that you loved. So I'm gonna, we'll read a few.
Okay.
Let's see here. Okay. Marriage. That's a lot of them. Become a mom.
This is for
30s. Oh, sorry.
If you aren't 30.
If you aren't 30 yet, things that you hope to happen.
When you
in
are
your 30.
Yep. Okay.
Become a mom. Hopefully when I turn 30, I will become a mom. Have kids. Be in love. More traveling. A lot of buy a house.
Oh, okay.
I do feel like 30 is like, it's a milestone of like your whole entire life when you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Like at 30, you're right. Like you either know your career or you're close knowing your career. If you haven't bought a house, that's like the next step.
Yeah.
If you're married, the next step is kids, right? Like
yeah.
It kind of is like the next step.
Yeah. You're like, you're 30.
Yeah. So like what is the plan?
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Let's see. I'll have my first baby right before turning 30. Happiest ever. Oh, that's so cute. Travel, figure out where we want to raise kids and put some roots down and
that's
buy a house.
That's a big one. Like, where do you want to
yes.
be? I don't think you have to be 30 to know that. And I feel
no.
like you can honestly like decide that whenever. But it would be nice to know at 30, like where you want to be forever.
I have a client who her and her husband travel like all over the place, all over and all the time. Mm-hmm. And she's like 28, I think. And she's like, I'm like ready to just like settle down a little bit. Like just like have a house somewhere that's like, this is our house mm-hmm. for the next 5-10 years. Right. Yeah. So yeah,
I think it's a good age. I know. I think so too. But it's weird like for me because I have no idea what my life is going to look like. And I'm 30, you know,
that's like in St. George. My brothers were talking about this girl and they're like, yeah, if we're both 30 and not married, then we'll just,
then we're
both losers and weird. So we'll just marry each other. And Dodge is like, cool.
And he was like, I was hoping you weren't going to be looking at me after I said that. And I'm like, yeah, well,
no, it was all a joke, but
yeah, if you're 30 and you're not married, you are not weird. I promise. It's normal. It's normal anywhere but Utah.
It was more of a funny thing.
More of a joke.
Ooh, this is from John.
Okay.
I better own a houseboat in Lake Powell in my 30s or a timeshare.
That's next year, buddy.
So we got 1 year.
Okay.
Fine, we'll go in on it with you.
Yeah,
let's do
I'm
it.
In, actually. We're let's in. Do this.
A good-ass new houseboat? Stop.
I better own a houseboat in Lake Powell in my 30s.
Carol, that's
in his 30s. Oh. Not when he's 30, in his 30s. In okay, his 30s. So yeah, you got like 11 years. 11 years.
Judges, I'll see you have 11 months.
11 months, hurry it up. Take a dream vacation with my hubby.
Ooh, that's fun.
In your 30s? That's fun.
That is fun. Finish having kids and just have so much fun as a young family and do all of the things. So fun.
Fun. This one says, I hope I have kids close to my friend's kids so we can be a little crew.
That is the dream. A dream. A lot of these are kids.
Yeah. A lot of people want kids in their 30s.
A lot of them, which is great.
I feel like that's a good age to start having kids.
30?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Not if you want like 12, obviously. Maybe you should start at like 18. Just kidding.
Literally my grandma.
Yeah. But I do feel like if you want like 3 or 4, I feel like you could be done having kids around 36. And I feel like you're still a young mom.
Yeah.
But you still had like all of your 20s to
just chill, travel, hang out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had my first baby at 24, which I felt like that was a great age. You know, like I felt old enough.
Yeah.
And ready. But I don't know. I feel like if you are, you don't have kids right now or whatever, I think 30 is a good time to start.
Yeah, plenty of time.
And also if you are having a hard time having kids, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
You know, like it's so hard. You just never know like what card is going to be dealt to you.
And at what point in your life.
Yeah. And when you're going to find out about it, you know, I don't know. So we're thinking of you if you're struggling having babies and
that was,
or
like,
if you want
that was
kids
like Keisha's episode.
Not, yeah.
She was just like, we were always just going to have kids. And then all of a sudden it was just like, no, you're not. And she was just like, I'm sorry. What did you just say to me? Yeah.
Ugh, I love that girl.
I know.
She has the best perspective on all of that.
On life. Okay, let's go to if you are 30, things that you did in your 30s so far that you've loved.
Okay.
So far you've had 3 days.
So far in my 30s.
She's been a train insane model.
Oh my gosh. Wait, and the funniest part is I told Kenzie one time, I was like, literally one time I said this, I was like, it'd be kind of fun to be a trainer. And so she always gives me crap. When they came and asked me to do the reels, I was like, this is one step closer
Kenzie?
To being a trainer. And she just laughed at me.
That's funny. Okay. Finding myself again and realizing happiness comes from being my true self. Huh. I love that.
I love that.
Yeah. Finding out who you are and like only being you and worrying about you.
I do feel like when you are like close to your 30s, your circle of friends gets way smaller because you just want the friends that are true friends.
You can start to pick and choose a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you don't have time to waste on people that aren't like good friends and
don't even have time to waste.
Don't even
right
care.
Now.
You know? Yeah. So
I love that.
I love it too. Cause your circle of people really are like your circle of people, which is really cool.
And I think that's okay. People think that that's not okay. They're like, I need so many friends. And it's like, you don't if you have the right ones.
Yeah. Quality over quantity. Botox. That's a good one.
It's time.
If you're 30,
this is not a Maven Medical Arts ad, but it's time.
It's time. 30s are the perfect age to maybe
start
doing that.
Like,
Yeah, I started, I think my first Botox was like, 8 months ago.
Really?
Like, when I went with Rach.
Oh, you didn't have Botox before then?
Uh-uh.
Just lips.
Just lips.
Okay, great. Yeah. Traveled to Paris, Dubai, and Nepal. Got married and expecting my first baby. Oh, that's so great.
Listen to this. Started listening to Good as New, especially when I'm having a bad day. Truly always helps.
Stop.
Okay. I love you.
Crying in the club.
You're so cute. That's incredible. That's a great thing to do in your 30s.
Listen to Good as New.
Yeah.
We'll be here for the next decade, so get ready. Bought my first designer handbag now that I make big girl money.
Oh, that's I love that. That's so fun. That's a great 30s purchase. Like,
you're a good, yeah.
Should good, I do that? Like,
you should. What should we do? Now that you're making big girl money, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm making houseboat, big girl money. Yeah, that in the houseboat. Got a boob job after having all my babies. They were sucked completely dry. New woman. I got that at 20. When did I do mine? 8? 29?
Yeah, 28.
28?
I don't remember.
Freaking everybody needs to do that.
That in your teeth. We sound so
vain.
Terrible.
Yeah. I think those are the fakest parts of me, guys. I promise. But honestly, I don't know if I'm done having babies or not. So I just felt like it was a good time.
Yeah, why not?
Because
you needed a little pick me up.
I did need a little pick me up. And it's funny because I got that done like way shortly after my teeth. And so I was still kind of in a daze.
Yes.
And I remember my recovery was so easy. And I'm just wondering if it's because I just didn't feel pain at that time.
Remember you came
and
got your hair done right after.
I did?
Yes. You just came in. I was just fixing them. And you're like, yeah, I'm good. Like, you were like,
oh,
and
I was like raising my arms.
Whoa, what are you doing? And I just was like fixing it before you. Yeah. Whoa.
I really wonder, like, did it hurt?
Or did it?
Or that was I just not feeling just any pain?
No pain.
Because I was already just so in pain.
That's terrible. Fun girls trips. Love that.
Oh, that's fun in your 30s.
Let's plan a girls trip.
Yeah, please. No, I was just telling Riley that we need to go to Morgan Wallen.
Where at?
It's in Nashville.
When?
May 4th.
Oh, I think my mom's going the 17th. That would have been perfect. Right. Should we go?
Yes. I just said that to you. Did you put white on your creases?
No, you always ask me that.
Okay, you guys, you know how you do eyeliner on the like inside eye?
Your
what is that called?
Waterline.
Oh, yeah, your waterline on the bottom. And you do like white mascara or white eyeliner to make your eyes
mine
like
are
pop.
Just really white.
I think yours are so light because I ask Riley almost every time I see her if she did that and she doesn't.
I wouldn't even know how to do that if I tried.
You literally take an eyeliner pen and just draw it on the waterline.
No, that is so funny.
Have you ever noticed that they're so light?
No. Gosh, but like maybe mine are
like
just made
glow.
Them, maybe mine are flipped out more.
Do mine are like red, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you have to pull yours down to see yours. Mine are just showing.
Mm.
Okay, weird.
Well,
okay, so Nashville.
Really
let's go to Nashville.
Yeah. If anybody wants to come, I really want to go. My friend Darby just finally figured out my flight benefits for me.
God
through JetBlue, and I only have them till August. And so now I'm like, let's go everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Can you get a buddy pass?
I don't think that's how mine works.
Okay, fine. I'll change my name to your last
name. Even if I could, do you think I could figure that out?
No.
No, but Darby could.
Darby could. Darby, we need your help. Okay, and last one. Had a wild, dirty 30 birthday party. Welcome those 30s in with the fun.
That's fun.
That's incredible.
Mine was so wild. We kept calling it Jodge Fest. Wait, I think I said that on here.
Yeah, it's okay. I wanted it to be Jodge Fest.
It was so funny.
I would have missed my teeth for that.
Yeah. It was like the opposite of like a festival. It was literally so chill. We just kept saying Jodge Fest, so crazy.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, wait, this person just barely said, my husband and I purchase a few acres and build our dream home.
Aww.
That's incredible.
I want to do that in my 30s, actually.
Same.
I would love, maybe that's my goal. I want to build a house in my 30s.
Let's do it.
Not like my dream home, like my next 5, 6, 7 year home. And then okay. My dream home.
Okay.
But I want to build a house.
Okay. Like in Midway with acres? Is that what you were saying?
No. That would be dream home.
Okay.
I'm thinking like in Vineyard.
Okay.
In Vineyard, just a cute little home.
Just a little home. Okay, great.
But also, do I want to do that? I don't know.
I don't know.
What do I want to do in my 30s? Wow, what a great question. Huh. There's actually so much I want
to
do, but I don't want to say it on here.
We're not going to talk about that quite yet.
Yeah. I do hope that I have more kids.
Okay, yeah.
That's like my biggest wish is that I can have more kids. I for a while there I was like, I think I'm good with two.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I just feel like it's more for me.
Okay.
My eyes are watering.
Yeah, are you going to cry?
I really want some. I really want a baby. I'm just like, it's just weird. Like, I didn't plan my life to be like this. And now whatever baby I have next is going to be a huge gap after Stevie.
Yeah.
You know, where Charlie and Stevie, they're 3 years apart and Stevie's already three. So I'm just like thinking about it. I'm like, whenever I have kids next, they're going to be quite a bit
apart. Yeah.
And I already think three. I wish I would have done 1 year sooner. Because now that they kind of go to school, I mean, Charlie does, but Stevie will next year. It would just be cute if, like, Charlie could, like, walk her to class and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the three-year gap is a little big. Not for elementary school, though.
No.
Which, so that'll be good. They'll be in elementary school
yeah,
together.
Yeah, but for the other things.
And, like, sports. I don't know. So, I just want more babies in my 30s, I guess.
Okay. Josh is manifesting babies in her 30s.
Babies and a designer handbag.
Okay.
That's all I ask.
Perfect. Cannot wait.
Easy as that. And girls trips.
As easy as that. Okay. Well, even if you're 30 or turning 30, think of what you want to do. Your goals, your dreams.
Yeah. Dream big too.
Dream big. Why not?
Why not? I want to build a home, 40s. Have babies, sign your bag.
Okay, perfect.
That's my bucket list for 30.
Okay, I love it. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, thank you so much for being here. Make sure to like, subscribe, and download.
Hug your people.
And hug them again.
Love you.